This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 8:28. It says there, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." End of quote. We hear people saying all things will somehow work together for good, don't we? This became an automatic and casual statement when people comfort others in their problems and pains. However, the Bible does not say God causes all things. Certain things happen due to our own actions and other people's actions. We cannot blame God for all. Also, the Bible does not say all things work together for good by itself. It does not happen automatically. First, someone beyond us should cause all things to work together for good for us. And our today's insight says, it is God who causes all things to work together for good, although He does not create all things happening in our life. Beloved, secondly, who are the beneficiaries? It says, to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. End of quote. The question is, do you love God? Most importantly, how do you know if you love God? The acid test of whether you love God or not is based on your response to His Son's invitation. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to this earth, lived here, died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins. 1 John 4:10 says, God loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. End of quote. As a result of His love, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to this world, allowed Him to die in your place for all of your sins. This is how God manifested His love for us, profoundly and deeply. God loved us and sent His Son means we should love Him back by accepting His gift, Jesus Christ, as our Savior and Lord. Secondly, God causes all things to work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them." End of quote. You see, it is the Father in heaven who draws you and me to Jesus Christ, to believe in Him as our Savior and Lord. Therefore, you came and accepted Jesus as your Savior means you were called according to His purpose for sure. If you met these two conditions, like if you love God and if you are called according to God's purpose, then God causes all things happened in the past in your life and the things going to happen in future for your good. God may not have caused it in the past. We may have created it. Others may have produced it. However, the truth is this. God is mighty and willing enough to work all things. Errors, mistakes, evil things, bad things, self-caused, other-caused, all things ultimately for your good. He did exactly this in Abraham's, Jacob's, Joseph, Moses's, and many others' faith warriors' life in the past, didn't He? He will do for you as well. Beloved, the cardinal question is, do you love God? Did you accept Jesus Christ, whom God sent for your forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life? If not yet, you can do it with a small prayer with me now. I will help you. Then you will know for sure that God called you according to His eternal purpose. Give your past failures, heartaches, disappointments all to God. He will take the bad and good things from your life and make it all good for you. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today through your word. Lord, I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive me and make me your child now. I give all my problems, issues, and failures into your almighty hand. Take my past. Please work it all together for good for me, Lord, and for your glory. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.